An update now on last night's big three-alarm fire on the Atlantic City boardwalk. We did learn one person was killed. Details now from KWW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
A 67-year-old man was killed in the fire, which began under the boardwalk at Tennessee Avenue. The Atlanta County Prosecutor's Office identified the victim as Bruce Elder, who they believe was sleeping at the time. The prosecutor says it looks like the fire started as a small campfire at a homeless encampment under the boardwalk. Atlantic City Fire Chief Scott Evans says this isn't the first encampment fire under the boardwalk, and it's an everyday challenge to keep people out of there.
As you clean one out, another one pops up in another area. It just needs constant attention, which is what we're doing.
Investigators say the fire appears to have spread to combustible materials nearby, then grew to a three-alarm fire, burning a section of the pier and arcade above. And although the fire was set intentionally, investigators say it doesn't appear to be criminal in nature. Evans says the boardwalk near the fire area is open, and there doesn't appear to be any major structural damage to the pier, so reopening by Memorial Day is a possibility. Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.